Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What a victorious morning it is. Hallelujah. Well, it's a glorious morning because we're getting ready to trailblaze straight into 2018. Glory be to God. All doors open. Come on, somebody. Ain't nothing holding. Somebody say all doors open. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a church up in here. Glory be to God. So we called forth this morning in this first service, the prophetic edge. We need something to tap this morning. When you tap that prophetic edge, how many know that when you tap that well, it just breaks forth? Come on, somebody. So something's going to break forth this morning. Glory be to God. Something is going to break forth this morning. Something about the edge of the prophetic. You get me to the edge, you got me under pressure. You get me under pressure, power is coming. Come on, somebody. When you get me to the edge of something, we are to the edge this morning. I said we're to the edge of a new year this morning. We're closer than close this morning. I can feel the new year coming in. We're on the edge of it this morning. And there's nothing like a prophetic edge from God. Hallelujah. The Father is to be glorified this morning. Father, anoint my clay of lips this morning. Anoint my words this morning. Anoint the ears of the hearer and the believer this morning. Anoint the unbeliever this morning. Change lives, shift homes, and do miracles like you're well able to do in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My God. I'm so excited. I wish I can sit down and somebody else preach it so I can shout all service. But I'm just going to move quickly into moving the prophetic edge into the new year. We're on the edge of something. And the edge that we're on, what we're waiting on, the Lord is speaking loud. He said, I will anoint your year. Come on, somebody. I will anoint your whole year. I'm going to anoint your year. And then when he said, I'm going to anoint your year, he says, I'm going to anoint your years. Come on, somebody. When you get an anointed year, you get anointed years. Glory be to God. When you go in right, it's a continuation of God and what he's going to do. I will anoint your years. Anointing your year. How is it going to be so? It's because when he releases this power, when he releases this anointing, he's going to anoint the entire year. He has called this year to be a memorable year. One that you will remember. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about somebody that don't want to remember certain years. Come on, somebody. Bad years. Years that let you down. Years that failed you. Years that you thought it was going to be, but it didn't happen. But 2018 is a memorable year for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody ought to be receiving that this is my memorable year. I will remember 2018 because it did something good for me the entire year. Somebody tell him yes. You're going to remember this year. You're going to want to remember this year. There's certain years you just don't want to deal with. So, as he anoint this year, my text is going to come from Acts the 16th chapter. My life is a life of power. My life is a life of breaker and breakthrough. I get very uncomfortable if I can't break through. I get fidgety if I can't come through. I get uncomfortable without power. I need power. My whole text is going to be coming out of the text of Acts the 16th chapter. And just, we're going to read it, but just by way of internet, if you're just listening and tuning in on the phone and you can't click off, just know that Acts the 16th chapter is the chapter where power fell for Paul and Silas. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody say power. Jesus. I thank all my listeners. Amen. A big God bless you to my mother that is tuning in this morning. A big God bless you to my family that's woken up to be with me this morning. Hallelujah. You can't beat God with technology. You can't beat him. And no matter how hard you try, you can't beat him this morning. So just because they couldn't be here, they can tune in here. Glory be to God. I thank God for the house. for our movie. And I thank God for Pastor Chuck hearing the Lord, moving in obedience. Didn't know what to expect. Sometimes when you ask people to do certain things, you don't know. But when God has a plan and you'll be obedient, God is getting ready to surprise you. Come on, somebody. This year is full of surprises. Come on. I believe that God's getting ready to surprise you. It's something about obedience. Obedience brings forth a surprise. Come on, somebody. Obedience has nothing to do with when you do it, you know what's going to happen. Most of the time when you obey, you don't know what's going to happen. But obedience brings forth a prophetic surprise. I decree the prophetic surprises over your life in the name of Jesus. Well, when you just do something, God surprises you. In Jesus' name. So Acts 16 chapter. Because I'm ready to preach. Can't you tell? Now it happened at the 16th verse. Now it happened as we went to prayer that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation." And this she did for many days, following Paul around and Silas. But Paul got greatly annoyed by the enemy, and he turned and he said to the spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And he came out that very hour. When her master saw their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas. They dragged them and beat them, took them to the marketplace in front of the authorities. And they brought them in the magistrates. They said, "These men, being Jews, exceedingly, they're troubling our city, and they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being that we are Romans, to receive or observe." Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes, and they commanded them to beat them with rods. When they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them in prison. Commanded the jailer, that one man, to keep them secure. Make sure they don't go nowhere. Having received such a charge, was a bunch of pressure upon this jailer. He put them into the inner prison, the middle of the prison, to make sure there would be no way of escape. The pressure upon this jailer was a momentum pressure that if he failed this test, he probably would lose his job. He having received such a charge, he took them to the middle of the prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. He did a double security check on them. Not only did he slam the doors on them, but he shackled their feet to make sure they couldn't move and they couldn't go nowhere. The pressure was then upon this jailer. This jailer had the men of God in his presence. He was charged to take care of them, but for sure to make sure they couldn't go nowhere. The enemy will have you in a place secure, making sure that you can't go nowhere. Do anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I'm going to move on in it, though. I'm going to move on. But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying. They began singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Sound like a revival had broke out in the middle of the prison. Sound like that Paul's preaching and praying and singing began to ring out in the prison. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Somebody say moving and shaking. Well, somebody say moving and shaking. So bad that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors, somebody say all the doors, were open and everybody's chained. Somebody say everybody's chained. Were loosed, and the keeper of the prison awakened from sleep and seeing that the prison doors opened, supposing that the prisoners had fled. This jailer now was up under different pressure. that he had let down the magistrate, the public, and everybody. Now his prisoners, he's thinking, has now broken out. He began so bad up under pressure that he began a suicide attempt. Come on, somebody. He drew a sword and was about to kill himself because he understood that if I don't kill myself, the magistrate's going to do it for me. Come on, somebody. So I'm going to go ahead and end the pain now because I have let the people down. Glory be to God. But how many know? But Paul called out with a loud voice and said, do yourself no harm. For we are all here. Come on, just because we're free, we ain't went nowhere yet. Come on, somebody. Glory be. Come on, put your hands together. Paul said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't hurt yourself. Because he understood this move is a move of God. Come on, somebody. You don't have to hurt yourself when it's a move of God. Oh, somebody shout amen. Amen. Then he called for a light and ran in. Fell down, the jailer fell down before Paul and Silas, and he brought them out and said, sir, what must I do to be saved? This is the jailer. So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your whole household. Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all who were in the house, and he took them in the same hour of the night. He washed their stripes, and immediately the jailer and all his family baptized right then and there upon the move of God. A whole house not only saved, but the man that was about to end it all got baptized in that same moment, that same move, that same power did all of this. Now when he had brought them into the house, he set food before them and he rejoiced having believed in God. I love this. You know, Paul got cocky because when you're anointed, you're going to get cocky. Come on, somebody. When you're anointed, you're just cocky. You're bold. You're bad and you're powerful. You can be cocky in God. Come on. Paul said, and he says that when it was day, the magistrate sent the officers. The magistrate said, go ahead and let those fools go. Come on, somebody. They God didn't come and bust this whole thing down. Come on. They didn't tore my whole jailhouse up. Come on, somebody. We didn't hooked up. We didn't prison the wrong people. Come on, somebody. Touch not my anointing and do the prophets no harm. We didn't touch the wrong thing. Let them go. Because now their God is moving on our behalf, on their behalf. Come on, somebody. This is a year where God moves on your behalf. This is the year where there is a moving and a shaking going on in your life. I love this. He said, let them go. So the keeper of the prison went and reported this to Paul. Say, hey, you know, the magistrate said, you can go. Now therefore deport. Depart and go in peace. This is where Paul got cocky. He said, no. They have beaten us openly. They have done us wrong. They didn't do this right. Openly uncondemned Romans, and they have thrown us into prison. And now do they put us out secretly? No, indeed, said Paul. He said, let them come themselves and let us out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the officers told these words to the magistrates, and they were afraid when they heard that they were Romans. Then they came and pleaded with them and brought them out. Somebody say out. And asked them to depart from the city. Somebody say go. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and they all departed. This is the word of the Lord. Come on and put your hands together for the word of the Lord. His word, his power, what is happening for this year? What is going on? What type of power is coming? The moving and shaking power of God. Well, all foundations are going to be moving and shaking. Come on, somebody. It don't matter how solid you think you are. There's a mighty move and a mighty shaking of God that's getting ready to come and rip and set everybody free. Come on, somebody. This is not a year of your lonesome and your wantsome. Come on, your wantsome. Come on. You know, just want some. No, it's for everybody. Come on, somebody. This anointing I see is for everybody. So when it fall on you, it's supposed to fall on everybody. Come on, somebody. You say, because I'm free, you free, you free, and you free. And you free. Somebody shout glory be to God. The moving and the shaking of the year. The year of the release. The year of the release. in some circumstances, you know that you're free, but you haven't been told to go. Come on, somebody. You know that you're free, but you ain't got that one go. You can go. You can go. But I stopped by to tell you, you can go. You are released in the name of Jesus. We decree a moving and a shaking release. And let me tell you something. When I saw this type of power, I saw the power come down. The Lord say, the same power that set Paul and Silas free is the same power that's going to set you free. Somebody tell him, yes! Glory be to God. And what kind of power did I see? The same power that I kind of text everybody. The kaboom power. I'm talking about a kaboom. There it is, my God. I'm talking about you walking and you talking and you minding your own business. And all of a sudden, kaboom, and everything starts shifting for you. This is a shifting atmosphere. Things are supposed to kaboom in your life and move and shake. That's the only way you can get to your next place, is he kaboom the place. Come on, somebody. He has to bring this type of power to your life. Somebody tell him yes. This is going to be a Paul and Silas year. Some of you are going to remember this message in July. You're going to remember this message in August. You're going to say, I'm having a Paul and Silas moment right now. Everything is moving and shifting. This ain't just for January. This is for the years to come. If you let things move and shake now, you'll get used to the moving power of God, where he begins to replicate his move in your life. In the name of Jesus, somebody tell him yes. Gosh, I felt that anointing shift. Come on and put your hands together and celebrate. Oh, you can do better than that. This is the prophetic edge. This is the prophetic edge of the year. So edge that this is a double honor year. This is going to be a double honor upon you. Such a double honor that it doesn't matter the situation that you're being put in. The honor over your life is going to get you out. Come on, somebody, and tell him, yeah. It doesn't matter anymore. It's very important for you to know who you are. And it's very important to understand the honor on your life. It's very important that you're still here by way of God's anointing on you. And because you're his anointing on you, he says, I'm going to honor you. Meaning that it doesn't matter what you get yourself in. Honor is going to get you out in the name of Jesus. I decree it to be so. Somebody say, I receive it. Double honor. Double honor with heaven backing you. When heaven backs you, the atmosphere of heaven is going to surround you. And it gets so tangible of heaven surrounding you that it gets in the mind of men. Come on, somebody. It gets support messing up the minds of men. Where there was a corruption, God will put an honor of peace upon the men concerning you in the name of Jesus. And because of you, heaven backs you up. You don't got to look for your crew anymore. You ain't got to be a crip nor a blood. Come on, somebody. You ain't got to be in the streets with your boys and your gangsters. Come on, somebody. When heaven backs you, nobody can come against you. Glory be to God. No police can hurt you when God got your back in the name of Jesus. There's not a poverty that God can't come through and get you, because heaven is on your side. Somebody tell him yes. This is a year of double honor. Double honor is heaven is all around you. You're moving with heaven. You're sleeping with heaven. Heaven has surrounded you in such a way that everything, Roxanne, that you are attached to, heaven began to go into the minds of men. Heaven begins to seep into the minds of men. When men sleep, they don't even thinking about you, but they're going to have dreams about you. I'm speaking to you right now that people are getting ready to have dreams about you. People ain't going to even know you. They're going to say, I saw you in a vision, and this is something good. Something is getting ready to happen for you. Men are getting ready to seek you out and look for you. Even though you don't know who's looking for you, they're going to find you because heaven backs you. You have double honor in Jesus' name. Come on and put your hands together and celebrate. You ought to shout in your living room right now. Somebody say, I got double honor. I got double honor on me. I've been through enough. I survived enough. I'm still standing. I know who he is. He has provided a way of escape, and he got me to an edge of a new year, and I'm going to serve him in the full. fullness. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to be half-hearted this year. I'm going to give him my all. Folks that you never thought would turn their hearts is going to turn their hearts to God. You got double honor on you. The people around you that you thought could never change. I see people changing in 2018. I see miraculous happening in your household in 2018. People going to wake up saved. People going to weep, and they ain't going to even know why they're weeping, because your year is anointed. Come on, somebody. That means those that's closest to you are going to draw in to God. They're not going to be at church. They're not going to be in front of me. But the power of God, the kaboom of God is going to hit them, and they're going to draw in to God, because double honor is on your life. If you set it in your heart for them to be saved, he say, I'll save them because of you. Somebody put your hands together and bless him. He said, I'll save him because of you. I'm going to save him just because of you. Just because of you. I'm going to save him. I'm going to snatch him out of the hands of the enemy. I'm going to pull him back to where they need to be. I have put double honor on you. A year of great movement. Nothing sitting this year. In this movement, you're going to be motivated, and you're going to stay motivated. How am I going to stay motivated? Because there's a new release of energy. Come on, somebody. There's a new energy about to hit the earth. This new energy has already creeped in. Come on, somebody. You up cleaning, and you didn't used to even clean. This whole year, you're going to clean your house and my house too. Come on. You're going to have so much energy. You're going to cook for you and cook for me. Come on, somebody. You're going to be so energized, so motivated, that you're going to do for yourself, and you're going to be able to do for somebody else. Somebody tell him yes. This energy is coming. It's a synergy from God. It's an overwhelmed strength. It's something that motivates you to do something good all the time. And you're not going to just think about it. You're going to be about it in the name of Jesus. You're going to get motivated and stay. And fruit going to come from motivation. Come on, somebody. As you move in, you shall reap the fruit in the name of Jesus. This new energy that I see is like a holy fire. It's like today you don't feel like it. And in the morning, something just falls on your life. This holy fire is coming down. And what I see, this holy fire being able to do, this new energy, is so powerful that it's going to burn up negative energy. Come on, somebody. It's going to burn the negative up. It's going to get the negative up out your house. Come on, somebody. It's going to get the negative up off your job. It's going to get the negative off your life. Come on. It's so much good energy that's coming from me. It's so much holy fire coming from me that a negative energy can't stand to be. You are converted to positive. Come on, somebody. There's going to be a conversion of positive energy happening in your life and around you. Somebody say yes. Great, great new energy of holy fire. This breakout, whatever situation that you're in, is going to be a breakout. Whatever sickness that you're in, hardship and poverty, affliction, poverty, isolation, and the main thing that's running rapid right now is the spirit of rejection. Rejection is messing people up. Rejection is contamination. Once you feel it, it comes with a mindset. And once you go into that mindset, you begin to move on that. But I break the spirit of rejection in the name of Jesus. I break the spirit of isolation in the name of Jesus. I break it that it crumble and fall. I take it down by the root of it in the name of Jesus. That you will not feel rejected, but you will feel loved by God in the name of Jesus. We release it to be so. We release it to be so. We release it to be so. In Jesus' name. I break the back of rejection. Rejection creeps in. And it gives you another mind. It starts talking about people. It starts shutting people down. It ruins your relationships. It will ruin everything around you. It's a creeper in the night. It's a termite. It is in the name of Jesus. But I bring that spirit down and I expose it to the body of Christ. That you need to repent and you are loved. And the devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. You are loved. Somebody say, I receive it. I feel that anointing. I feel that anointing. anointing coming through the airways. I feel that anointing going into the nations. I feel that anointing. Sometimes you don't understand, but that's not the spirit of rejection. That's the spirit of waiting. Come on, somebody. When you don't understand, get with God. Pray with God. But keep your peace and don't let rejection steal your joy. Somebody tell him yes. I feel a breaker anointing just release. I speak to the spirit of depression. I'm talking about a moving and a shaking. I'm talking about your foundation is getting ready to rock. I'm talking about you getting ready to say, whoa, whoa, I feel something. They're going to say, what you've been doing? All I've been doing is praying and singing. Come on, somebody. What you've been doing? All I've been doing is serving God all year. What you've been doing? Girl, I just been going to church every Sunday. What you've been doing? Good. Girl, I just been serving God. It's going to catch up with you this year. Come on, somebody. This your catch up year. This is the year that everything that you sowed in tears, you're going to reap in joy. You're going to trade in those ash bags. Come on, somebody. You better get your bag of ashes. You better drag that bag of ashes. You better pick that bag of ashes up. And when you pick that bag of ashes up, you move it towards God. You take your bag towards God. And when you release the bag of ashes towards God, he's going to release the beauty back to you. Come on, somebody. If you're going to release, you're going to receive. See beauty for those ashes. Glory be to God. Somebody tell him yes. I speak a new release over you because there's moving and shaking. The kaboom is in this year. You can't put a date on it, but you can expect it every day. You can't put a date on this. You can't say in 2 hours and 3 hours, but what you can say, I received that kaboom into my life. And I'm expecting something to move and shake. I dare you to believe the kaboom. I dare you to believe that the same power that came and shook the foundations of where Paul and Silas, they were good men. Come on, somebody. They were prayerful men. And they were in a bad situation in the name of Jesus. I'm going to walk this out. Anybody receiving this morning? I thank you for the love that's in this house. This is the Paul and Silas year. I love when the Lord said that you are anointed, you are chosen, you are Paul. You are the one I picked. You're the one that I struck with a light and you heard the voice of God. You are the one that I wouldn't let the world take you. I said, I got to save this one. You're the one that he kept in his right hand. Come on, somebody. You're the one that he kept in his right hand where other ones ran off. And they got to come back. He said, no, this sheep can't go off. Come on, somebody. You're the one that he says, I keep and I bleed. I bled and I died for you. You're the one. You're the one, he says. He said, you are Paul. And he says, though you find yourself in uncontrollable chaos, the Lord will always have a way of escape for you because you are the one. Come on, somebody. I'm talking to people with uncontrolled chaos. I'm talking about chaos can just find anybody. We're not exempt when it comes to chaos. We're not exempt when it comes to a problem. But how many know that there's a problem-solving movement in God this year? That all your problems have already been solved. Anybody want to receive that in the name of Jesus? You're not looking to solve your own problems. There's going to be a moving and a shaking that's going to solve your problems. Boom! And then you're free in Jesus' name. He says, I have anointed you, and there's going to be a kaboom in the name of Jesus. Though you are Paul, Silas will always have favor because of you. Because you, Paul, Silas always have favor. So that means if you are Paul, you better find Silas. And if you're Silas, you better find Paul. Because when the two get together, y'all do damage. Come on, somebody. When the two get together, y'all free a whole nation. Y'all free a whole household. Y'all free everybody. What am I saying? It's time to come back in agreement with a power vessel. Come on, somebody. It's time for Paul and Silas to link chains together. It's time for them to pray together and sing together. There's a Paul and Silas anointing where there's a creative kaboom. And I think this morning that Tina and Chuck has come together to pray and sing. I think I'm Paul and he's Silas. Come on, somebody. And I think that the kaboom is hitting the place because Chuck and Tina decided to come together this morning. We decided that we need a kaboom in this place. We decided that people need to be free. free this morning. Somebody tell him yes. Don't throw your help away. You get your help. You say, you my help, baby. We got to go in this together. Don't throw your help away. Don't neglect your help. Don't put your help to sleep and think you can do this on your own. Chuck and Tina decided together. We texting each other. We work together to get this going. It wasn't a one-man show. We need each other. I need him to be here to cut the lights on. Come on, somebody. I need his praying spirit. He got up here in a praying spirit this morning. I needed his praying spirit this morning. I needed him on the altar wailing before God, seeking out God, pulling down power. That's what Paul and Silas did. It's time to come back together in agreement. Come on and put your sanctified hands together. I rebuke the people that don't want to be in agreement. It's time to be in agreement. It's time to be in agreement. I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. Well, let's pray about it. Power of agreement. When Chuck laid down his message, told Tina, pick yours up. Kapoom! It's in your living room. Kapoom! It's in your bathroom. Because two people that found double honor, that it ain't nobody's show. It's the Father's show. The Lord run this show. They asking me what kind of church I go to. I know it's non-denominational. I know it's apostolic. But all I can say is a power church. Come on, somebody. I'm losing words. Because all we know is power in the name of Jesus. And the only thing we move by is power in the name of Jesus. It's something we're doing it wrong. But when we do it by power, we get it right every time. Come on, somebody, and tell them yes. Though you are Paul, Silas will always have favor. So what about being Silas? Silas knew his position. Let me walk with this man of God. And Paul knew his position. I need your Silas. I need your point of contact. I need your agreement. Because the jailer is getting ready. His whole house is getting ready to be saved. I need you up in this thing. Silas, I don't need you over there sleeping. When I'm praying, you need to be praying. Come on, somebody. When I'm singing, you need to sing with me. Even though you don't want to sing, go ahead and sing anyhow. Come on, somebody. And Paul and Silas. I'm talking about the same power that hit Paul and Silas' life. It's the same power that's getting ready to hit your life. Somebody better say, I receive it. The Lord said, Paul's anointing is going to hit this year. You're going to see that same type of anointing, that same type of movement. Not only are you free and you have favor, but everybody around you is free and have favor. Paul, well, let me tell you something. The anointing is not selfish. Come on, somebody. This anointing is for everybody. I'm understanding it. Somebody say, everybody. When the power came and shook that place, we don't know how many prisoners were in there, but I guaranteed you it was full. Come on, somebody. The word of God say not only did they shackles come out, because when the Father comes, he comes for everybody. Come on. When Jesus show up on the scene, he's there for everybody. So when the anointing hit that place, it hit and broke the shackle over everybody. Glory be to God. And everybody was free. So much so that the favor fell upon the magistrates for these two young men, saying that this year will be a year of favor. Favor falling upon you. That you're going to have favor with magistrates. You're going to have favor with high officials, and you're going to have favor with your boss. You're going to have favor at the workplace, at the home place, and in the marketplace. Come on, somebody. The favor is going to follow you. He says, because I not only crowned your year, I have anointed your year. Your year is anointed, and while your year being anointed, you have anointed years. Somebody tell him yes. great shaking in this year. The greater the shaking, the greater the grace. I know you may feel like me. Don't shake me too hard. If you shake me, just let me keep my shoes on. Let me keep some stuff together. But the way he getting ready to shake you, the greater the shaking, the greater the grace. So you got to understand that this shaking in your life is going to bring a great grace in your life. Come on, somebody. I'm releasing right now a greater grace, a greater grace. And I seen that where the grace is released, sometimes it's released on a bumpy road instead of a smooth highway. Come on, somebody. Sometimes things are rocky and then the grace comes in and smooth things out. So greater the shaking, greater grace in the name of Jesus. Somebody say yes. Foundations are going to shake. Lives are going to shake. But everybody's chains around you are going to come off. When things shake in your life, things are going to be released in your life. So if something shakes off, something is going to be released. If something leaves, something is coming. At this movement, even the magistrates had to accept losing prisoners. At this point, they had to realize we really don't have anybody else to keep because the foundation have broken everybody free. Because you can't tell me Paul and Silas walked, but some more people walked with them. Come on, somebody. Because if I was up in there with Paul and Silas, I'm saying, hey, Paul. Paul said, yeah, him. He going too. Come on, somebody. So that's the kind of anointing. It's that type of anointing where Paul and Silas get ready to go and they look back and they see you coming. You say, hey, Paul, what about me? Hey, you too. You coming too. Come on. You can go. Everybody can go. Somebody say everybody. Everybody's going to have a great destiny. Everybody is going to be blessed. Everybody is going to be full of grace. Everybody's going to be full of joy. Everybody's going to be full of peace. Everybody is going to be full of love. Everybody, everybody, everybody. Paul got ready to go. He didn't need nobody. If you reached out, he said, hey, you can come. You can go with me. Come on and put your hands together. Y'all making me preach on the edge this morning. I'm wrapping this thing up. Is it good? It's so good that the Lord allowed me to preach about Paul, that type of anointing in your life being released. The kaboom and the moving and the shaking. The anointed year, the crown year, the year where it holds the crown, the memorable, the memorable year, a year, say it like this, a year that I can't forget, a year that I'll never forget. I'll never forget 2018 because it blessed me so much. It was good to me. It overwhelmed me with precious and surprises, says the Lord. And when the Lord began to wrap this thing up, he brought mention in my heart the greatest one in the whole movement. My God. See, Paul and Silas were already saved. They already knew God. They already was in it to win it. Paul was a for sure man in God. Paul went in that jailhouse with his head up, proud, took a beating for my Christ. I'm here because I drove demons out. Come on, somebody. Sometimes you're stuck and put in situations for a good cause. Bad things happen to good people. Yes, it does. Bad things do happen to good people, especially when you are anointed. But the Lord, he bypassed Paul and Silas. I started getting hype, and he took me right back to I'm going to wrap this up. He took it right back to the jailer. My God. He took it back to the jailer. He took it back where his heart was. Come on, somebody. Paul, you good. Silas, you good. And everybody with y'all good. But I'm going to go back to the jailer real quick. Come on, somebody. Can I get a hand clap right here? Because I'm going to go back to the jailer. I'm going to wrap this message up with the jailer anointing. Come on, somebody. I'm going to wrap it up with a jailer's anointing. An anointing where people and men and women are put up under pressure. Come on, somebody. An anointing where people don't know exactly what to do and they put in all kind of awkward positions. But there's an anointing for you. There's a movement for you. There's a grace for you. God is coming for you. I release it in the name of Jesus. I decree that anointing to fall upon your life in Jesus' name. Somebody tell him yes. And the Lord began to talk to me about the jailer. And he says the greatness inside of the jailer is so great that I had to come in and send my servant to the prison doors. Come on, somebody. That the jailer is so close to my heart that my servant had to take a whipping for him. Come on, somebody. I was thinking about the jailer and I knew I could trust Paul to go to jail for the jailer. Come on, somebody. Glory be to God. He says, when I was thinking about the jailer, I was thinking about the jailer and his whole house, says the Lord. And he says, the jailer is close to my heart. My mind remains on the jailer. I've already done with Paul what I can do in Paul. And me and Paul have an understanding. Paul was going to a prison from a sent position. Some of you are getting ready to go from a sent position, just like Paul and Silas. Are you listening to me? But when you go from a sent position, he's not sending you for you. He's sending you for a jailer. Come on, somebody. He's sending you for a whole household. So that means that when he sends you, you're supposed to go and save a whole house. Come on, somebody. You're not going to come back with just one person. You're supposed to come back with the whole house. Come on, somebody. Can I get a yes and an amen in here? The jailer, he says, the jailer, after being saved, the favor and the peace of God fell upon the whole household. So much so that the jailer told Paul, let me make a meal for you. Come on, somebody. The jailer say, let me make a meal. Let me take care of your wounds. Come on, somebody. He said, now I need to take care of you because you have come in this prison and you have taken care of me. Come on, somebody. The jailer got a good understanding that now I'm saved and this man of God, his God has hit this place. And though I tried to take my own life, the anointing of God have saved me and my whole house. Somebody tell him yes. He says, come on, let me make a meal. What am I saying? The jailer is going to make a meal for you. The jailer is going to cut a check for you. Come on, somebody. The jailer is going to cut a check. But if you don't receive it, I receive it. The jailer is going to cut a check for you. The jailer is going to give you more money than you ever made. The jailer is going to let you in the door when nobody else can get in the door. The jailer is going to find favor with you. The jailer is going to put you in front of the line when he see you standing in the back of the line. The jailer is going to remember you. Your anointing is going to be memorable this year. Your impact and your influence is going to be so influential that the jailer himself is going to want to reside with you and cook for you and take care of you. Why is the jailer such a key person in this whole story? Why is God so wrapped around the jailer? Because one thing about the jailer, Yolanda, Paul didn't have the keys. The jailer had the keys. Come on, somebody. So the jailer is the key person. That's why the pressure was on the jailer. That's why the jailer didn't understand what I'm going to do up under pressure. Because I'm the one that can let them out or keep them in. I'm the one that opens the door and shut the door. I'm the one with the keys. So the Lord says, I have anointed the jailer because he has the keys. Now release a jailer in your life. Now I release a jailer in your life because the jailer has the keys. Paul wasn't put up under the pressure. Silas was never under the pressure. The whole time they didn't want him going to jail. But they wasn't a bit more worried. They wasn't bothered about going to jail. The jailer felt more of the pressure than anybody in this text. Because the jailer had the keys. Let me tell you what he did when he got saved. He took care of their wounds. He said, come on, let me heal those wounds for you. Took them to his house and made a meal. Let them stay there and say, now let's go back. And we're going to get this straight in the morning. I stopped by to tell you this morning that you don't necessarily need the keys. You just need favor with somebody that have them. Come on, somebody. Stop always looking for keys. You're going to run yourself down raggedly looking for keys. You better get in a mindset like I got. It don't matter if I have the keys or not, long as you got the keys. Come on, somebody. My favorite message that I preach is I got the keys to the streets. Come on, somebody. I know the world think they got the keys, but the kingdom of God got the keys to the street. The keys to the street to unlock things. So one thing about it, if you don't have the keys to open up your successful door, somebody else have the keys to open up your successful door. If you don't have the key to your finances, somebody else have the key to your finances. If you don't have the key to your freedom, somebody else has the key to your freedom. And they're coming to you to release you in the name of Jesus. Somebody tell them, yes, your doors are going to fly open this year. You're not running to a door. You're running through doors. Come on, somebody. You're not running up to the door to knock. You're running through the door. Because somebody has the key. Your year to be great is 2018. This is the year to be a hero. This is the year to be a shero. This is a year to be a shero. Any sheros up in here? Oh, it's a whole lot of them. Wave at me real quick. Wave at me at home, sheros. Every time we need a water break. But don't underestimate the power of a shero. That shero will get up in your fight and take people down on your behalf. This is the year of history making year. You're going to make some type of history in such a way of impacting that not only you going to remember, others will remember you. You can only really make history when somebody remembers. If you make history and only you remember, that's your history. But when you make history and others can testify that you made a history that year, you are influential then. You're impacting. You're on the minds of people, and they'll never forget you. This is the year that the Lord surprises you. Surprise like what? Surprises where he catch you off guard. The surprise where you're just there and content. You're praying about things. You know, you just content. You okay because you know who you are. And kaboom, all of a sudden things began to come. I need somebody to put their hands together because the atmosphere is trying to shift and it can't shift because I'm not through preaching. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about a kaboom year. I'm talking about a kaboom year. I'm talking about a year that's called 2018. I know everybody going to make it fancy, 2018. They call it 2K18, but I call it 2018. Come on, somebody. There's a code this year, 2018. You tell that problem, 2018. You tell your household, 2018. You ain't got to dial 911. You say 2018. It's going down, 2018. Glory be to God. You can walk that job and tell them 2018. Kaboom! Something is going to happen for you. Kaboom! Something is going to happen for you. 2018, where everything moved. It is the year where God says, I have anointed your year. Somebody tell him yes. Glory be to God. Come on and put your hands together and bless him. Bless him online. Shout in your house. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Chris, go ahead and give me something. What I told you. This is an anointed year. We're on an edge. This is the edge of it. There's a movement and a shaking. But this movement and shaking has come to release you. To loose you. To show forth who God is in your life. Because your praying and singing have caused such a great shaking in the earth. I see prayers coming all the way from the 90s. Come on, somebody. I see prayers rolling in from the 90s. I see prayers coming in from the 80s. I hear you, Holy Ghost. I hear you saying old school prayers. Come on, somebody. Your grandmother's prayers. Come on, somebody. Where they anointed you and they blessed you. And now you're a grown man. But he says, now you shall come forth, says the Lord. And all that I have spoken concerning you shall be. And it will be so in Jesus' name. There's going to be a greatness that come over this whole nation. There's a greatness coming over this whole body this year. There's a destiny of greatness coming forth in the name of Jesus. Somebody just receive that. Somebody just receive that in the name of Jesus. Come on and stand to your feet.